Lecture 4, The Christian Story.
Now that we have gained some sense of how Christianity began, not with what Jesus did during his lifetime, but with experiences and convictions concerning him by his followers after his death, called the resurrection, how it gained a foothold in the Roman Empire in the first 70 years of its existence, how it survived persecution from without and dissension from within from the beginning, and above all, how it defined itself as a new and distinctive religion that was communal and public in character against the individualizing and dualistic tendencies of Gnosticism in the middle of the second century. We can leave diachronic development for a moment. The next significant event is going to be the Edict of Milan in 313, which transformed Christianity from a persecuted minority to the established religion of the Roman Empire. But let's leave that development for a moment and move to some synchronic or synthetic lectures that introduce us to the basic elements of Christianity as a religion. The elements that, to some degree or other, all of its many manifestations share. These are the things that Christians hold in common. We begin with the Christian story, from creation to the world to come. To be Christian means, at the very least, to share a certain story about the world, from the world's beginning to the world's end. Now, the story character, if you will, of Christianity is actually one of the consequences of the conflict with Gnosticism. A story bears implications concerning the significance of physical bodies in time. Time, after all, is simply the movement of physical bodies in space, or that's the measurement of physical bodies in space. The Gnostic myths of the middle of the second century were not properly stories at all. They were rather descriptions of the divine elements, sort of heavenly or divine furniture or architecture in which nothing fundamentally changed because they were removed from bodies. Christianity's affirmation of the body is also an affirmation of time, and also therefore an affirmation of narrative and human narrative as meaningful. It's one of the distinguishing characteristics of Christianity among the world's religions. And it also meant, of course, that it establishes a continuity with creation and with the God of creation, which is the God of the Jews. For Christians to share a story means that they see themselves as creatures of the earth and having a destiny somehow together with the earth. Now, part of the Christian story is found in the texts that they share with Jews. These texts are called by Jews the Tanakh. They are made up of Torah, the five books of Moses, Nevi'im, the prophets, which include both historical books and the classical prophets, and the Ketuvim, the writings or wisdom traditions. The Tanakh are the same compositions that Christians call the Old Testament. And so part of the Christian story is found in those texts. Part of the Christian story is found in the distinctive Christian writings of the New Testament, the 27 compositions in Greek that I described in an earlier lecture. And part of the story is found in the developments of Christianity over its 2,000-year existence. And finally, part of the story still has to be told. Part of the story of Christianity is its vision of the future. Christianity's story combines in complex ways three different aspects of temporality, or perhaps better, narrative: the historical, the mythic, and the eschatological. Let me take them in turn.